Village Around Lake, regular board meeting, November 16th, 2015.
Good evening, everybody. I'd like to call the order of a regular board meeting for the Village of Round Lake, November 16, 2015, at 7 o'clock. Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Trustee Ford.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Present.
Trustee Trevon.
Present.
Thank you. Don, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Don. May I get a motion for item 3.1, approve the minutes of the regular meeting of November 2nd, 2015.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Trifon. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 4.1, public comment. Is there any public comment this evening? Thank you, everyone, for being here. May I get a motion for the consent agenda, including 5.1 through 5.7 as follows. Item 5.1, approve accounts payable in the amount of $358,034.98. 5.2, approve payroll for the period ending November 1, 2015 in the amount of $128,674.32. 5.3, adopt the resolution approving an estimated $3,668,463 tax levy. Item 5.4, adopt a resolution authorizing continued participation with the Harris/MSI for software support in an amount not to exceed $11,677.78. Did I just say that right, Madam Clerk? Good. Item 5.5, adopt a resolution for a generator preventative maintenance contract through Steiner Power Systems in an amount not to exceed $8,260. Item 5.6, adopt a resolution to purchase 5 squad car mobile data terminals through M Rugged Mobile Technology in an amount not to exceed $13,700. And item 5.7, accept the October Treasurer's Report as presented.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Crowley, seconded by Trustee Foy, I believe. Is there any discussion on any of the topics?
I think you should practice those numbers so that 3,668,000
Any other discussions? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Trustee
Trippin? Aye.
Trustee
Foy? Aye. Motion carries. Item 6.1 and 6.2 from the clerk's office. Madam Clerk.
Just want to let everybody know that the Village Hall will be closed on Thanksgiving the 26th, as well as Friday the 27th. And then the Round Lake Area Fire Department is going to have a blood drive on Saturday, November 21st at Station 1 from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And I do have one other item. The Round Lake Chamber is having their spaghetti supper with Santa and reindeer on December 3rd, Thursday from 4 to 8.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. May I get a motion for item 10.1, adopt a resolution for the reconstruction of the McGillis Drive Bridge over Squaw Creek by Lorick Construction Company in the amount of $1,121,688.30. Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Rodriguez. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Trustee Trippin.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 10.1, adopt a resolution.
10.2.
10.2, adopt a resolution, emergency repairs to truck number 45 by A. Tyre County Service at an estimated cost of $8,436.70.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
There we go. Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Newby. Discussion on this? If not, Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Turpin.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye. Motion carries. On 14.1, Mayor's comments. Not much to comment on other than thank you for the phone calls and emails for support that you've given me with the injury that my mother sustained a couple of weeks ago. And thank you for your concern. I also just want to mention heartfelt, you know, it's getting numb with all these terrorist acts that you see on television and you read about, but they're real. And a prayer for the people in France, a prayer for, you know, there was over 100 deaths in this event, but what we suffered in 9-1-1, we've been at war. Everybody prepared for this. Your elected officials, you could be a target. You know, it's something that you don't think about, but this is a new type of war with a spineless enemy, and you need to be aware of it. I just want to say that on record. Please, everybody, act accordingly. If you see anything wrong, if you see something suspicious, pick up that phone, dial 911, and get away from it. I also want to thank, I don't know if you read about it or saw it, we didn't put it out, Steve Shields for his work on the Land Use Committee for Route 53. Sue, I'd like to thank you for showing up at that last one. Obviously, I could not make it there. It was nice that as a resident you were there and also as an elected official for the village. And with that, I'll pass. 14.2, trustees' comments. Trustee Fox.
I just have to say, Mayor, that I feel for you because my mother also went through a very similar situation as you were going through. So, believe me, I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you.
I actually did answer the phone. I didn't say certainly make sure with your mom and you know if you need anything. Any one of us up here, you can reach out to us and speak up and you know how to get.
I know that. Thank you.
No good. My prayers are with you also. But not only that, I want to look over on the other side and talk about our chief of police. I'm sure that everyone on the board got a copy of that letter that the chief sent out. Do anyone get a copy of that letter? If you didn't, I'll make sure that anybody that's on the board, I'll avail it to you. The chief wrote about the visits with Officer Glenaway. And what it was that he reached out to every officer on that force in such a way that it almost brought a tear to my eyes. And I'm no coot, so it's kind of hard for me to cry. That particular time, I virtually did. What it was that faith got him. It was an offer to anyone who had a problem. Before you got a major problem where it could get bigger and that it causes you to take your own life, to come and sit down and talk to them about it. Officers do that all the time. And the thing is that we ask them to take on a burden that no one else seems to understand. They never go to a happy day. They never go to somewhere where there isn't trouble. They never go where they've been called all the time. You know, no one comes up and says, here's an apple pie for you. I just had this happen to me. And they carry all that burden with them. And yet, the officer that caused all this to happen he must have carried a whole heck of a lot with him too, besides his own fail, you know, as they say, failings of his own. But it was so good and refreshing to hear a boss that she sit down and say a million and one things, and he took out the time to tell his officers, hey, my door is open, I'm here to talk to you, I'm here to help, and I'm here to support you, which is what any leader does, and my hat's off to him. I'm done.
Thank you.
Russ? Get over everybody else's comments, and hope everyone has a great Thanksgiving next week.
Sergio? Thank you.
No further comment.
No further comment. No new topics, I assume? If not, may I get a motion to adjourn? Motion made by Trustee Tripon, seconded by Trustee Newby. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:12.